ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 74. This is coming to the end of Bhagavad Gita, and this chapter is about the perfection of renunciation. Up till now, up till text 73, there were two people talking. One was Arjun and one was Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the chapter 18, the conclusion is, Krishna is saying to Arjun that I have taught you everything. I have showed you all sorts of yogas. I have shown you my Virat Swarup, my universal form. I have given you insight into all sorts of different types of yoga about the soul. And I have given you every knowledge possible up till now. And Krishna is saying to Arjun, lastly, that sarva dharma paritajya, mama ekam sharanam raja, aham sarva papebhyo mokshyami masuchardham. The conclusion is Krishna is telling Arjun that give up all sorts of, all variety of religion and surrender only unto me. This is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. In the beginning, Krishna is showing all sorts of yoga system. But in the end, he is saying that all this is not relevant, actually. You just give up and just surrender unto me. And after going through, if we go on to the first stage of Bhagavad Gita, and when we come to the 18th chapter, text 73, we can see the progress of Arjun. So Arjun is telling Krishna that all my illusion is diminished and I'm surrendered unto you now. I will do what you want me to do. So that is end of the conversation between two great personalities. And now Sanjay is saying, Sanjay uvacha, ityam vasudevasya parthasya cha mahatmanam. Samvadamameshanu adbhutam roma harshanam. Sanjay uvacha, iti itihyam vasudevasya parthascha cha mahatmanam. Samvadam mamishram ashram adbhutam roma harshanam. Prabhuji's.
Sanjay Uvacha. Ite ayam vasudevascha parthascha sa mahatmana samvadavinamashusa adbhutam romaharshanam Sanjay Uvacha. Ityaham Vasudevasya Parthascha Mahatmana Samvadam Imam Ashranam Yadbhutam Romaharshanam.
Mataji
Sanjay Uvacha. Vityaham Vasudevascha Parthascham Mahatmana Samvadam Imashrasham Adbhudam Romaharshanam. Sanjay Uvacha. Ityaham Vasudevascha Parthasya cha Mahatmana Samvadam Imashashram Adbhudam Tamoharshanam.
Translation. Sanjay said, thus I have heard the conversation of two souls. Krishna and Arjun. And so wonderful is that message that my hair is standing on end.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Shri Shri Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Ki Jai. Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai.
In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Dhritarashtra inquired from his secretary Sanjay, what happened on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? The entire study was related to the heart of Sanjay's by the grace of his spiritual master Vyasa. He thus explained the theme of the battlefield. The conversation was wonderful because such an important conversation between two great souls had never taken place before and would never take place again. It was wonderful because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was speaking about himself and his energies to the living entity Arjun, a great devotee of the Lord. If we follow the footsteps of Arjun to understand Krishna, then our life will be happy and successful. Sanjay realized this, and as he began to understand it, he related the conversations to Dhritarashtra. Now it is concluded that wherever there is Krishna and Arjun, there is victory. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Haribol. So here Sanjay is saying, he's telling Dhritarashtra that I have heard the conversations between the two great souls. One is Krishna and one is Arjun. And this conversation was so wonderful that my hair is standing. Can we imagine if we have heard somebody talking with such a in depth, given all sorts of information about the creation, the soul, the yogic system, the yoga ladder. And then in the end, that very person would say that, "Now you do whatever pleases you. I have given you everything. Now it's up to you to make the decision." This shows that the Lord Hari does not take part in our individuality. He doesn't command us to do anything against our desire. He would always let us do what we want to do. That's why we are here. That's why this conversation is so wonderful. And Sanjay realized that wherever there is Krishna and Arjun, there will always be victory. Now from this we can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can understand that wherever is Krishna, the victory will follow. But why Arjun? What is so great about Arjun? Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that the two great souls, two Mahatma, even in this sloka, Sanjay says the Parthascha Mahatmana, Vasudevasya Parthascha Mahatmana. Krishna is Mahatma, Paramatma. But Arjun, why is he called Mahatma? To my understanding and to my knowledge, Gopinath ki jai. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says earlier on, in chapter 7, text 19, that Bahunam janma ante jnanvan pravadante Vasudeva sarva iti su mahatma su durlabham. Krishna himself is saying that after many, many, many lifetimes, in one life, somebody would come up, a soul will take birth, and that soul would understand that Vasudeva sarva iti, that Vasudev is sarva iti, he is everything. Like in Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji says, Ishvara Param Krishnam Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Rahi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So Krishna is Sarva Karana Karanam. There is nobody above him. The individual soul, when that soul comes to that realization that Krishna is the source of everything, those Mahatma, Krishna says that Mahatma is Durlabham. Prabhuji, I may ask your forgiveness because there are two Matajis here who don't speak much English. So with your permission, can I speak a little bit in Gujarati so they don't feel left out? Yeah. Krishna, slokma, Sanjay bole che. અત્યાર સુધી કૃષ્ણ અને અર્જુન વચ્ચે સંવાદ હતો, હવે પૂરો થયો એ સંવાદ. કૃષ્ણએ અર્જુનને કહ્યું કે આ બધું તમને બતાવ્યું, તમે બધું છોડીને મારે શરણે આવો, છતાં પણ તમારે જેમ કરવું હોય એમ કરો, આ તમને છૂટ છે. પણ અર્જુને એક સાચા ગુરુ પાસેથી બધું શીખ્યું, સાચા ગુરુએ એમને જે બધું શીખવાડ્યું એ ઉપરથી એમને ભગવાનને કહ્યું, આજે મારો મોહ એ નાશ પામ્યો છે, હે કેશવ હવે તમે જેમ કહ્યું છે ને એમ જ હું કરીશ. અને શું કરવાનું કહ્યું તું કૃષ્ણએ, કે આ લડાઈ કરવાની છે. અત્યાર સુધી કૃષ્ણ અને અર્જુનનો સંવાદ હતો, હવે સંજય કહે છે. અને એમાં સંજય કહે છે ધૃતરાષ્ટ્રને કે રણભૂમિ ઉપર વાસુદેવ અને અર્જુન વચ્ચેનો જે સંવાદ હતો બે મહાન આત્માઓનો, એ આજે પૂરો થયો છે. અને એમનો જે સંવાદ હતો એ સાંભળીને મારા શરીરના વાળ બધા ઊભા થઈ ગયા છે. અને અર્જુનને પણ મહાત્મા કહ્યા. શું કામ? કારણ કે એમને એ નિશ્ચિતપણે ખાતરી થઈ ગઈ કે કૃષ્ણ સર્વસ્ય છે, કૃષ્ણથી ઉપર કોઈ છે જ નહીં. સો ફોર દેટ રીઝન સંજય ઇઝ એડ્રેસિંગ અર્જુન એઝ વેલ એઝ મહાત્મા. ધ એન્ટાયર સ્ટડી વોઝ રિલેટેડ ટુ ધ હાર્ટ ઓફ સંજય. હાઉ કેન સંજય, હાઉ ડીડ સંજય સો ઓલ દેટ મહાભારત, ઓલ દેટ વોર, ધ ટોક બિટવીન કૃષ્ણ એન્ડ અર્જુન, હાઉ ડીડ હી સી સિટિંગ રાઇટ ઇન હસ્તિનાપુર? બિકોઝ હી વોઝ ગિવન ધોઝ દૈવ્ય ચક્ષુર, ધોઝ ડિવાઇન વિઝન બાય હિઝ સ્પિરિચ્યુઅલ માસ્ટર વ્યાસદેવ. એન્ડ હુ ઇઝ વ્યાસદેવ? Vyasadeva is none other than the one who has written Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Purans, Vedas, everything. And he was the spiritual master of Sanjay. Can we even imagine to have such an exalted personality as our spiritual master? That was in that yug. But in this yug, in this age of Kali, when the hypocrisy is the predominant, the supreme super soul came and he brought here us his divine son who gave us this knowledge, and that is our Srila Prabhupada. Without him being here, I don't think so any one of us would be sitting here discussing this divine literature. And who is Sanjay? Sanjay is the secretary of Dhritarashtra. Even though he was a menial secretary, he had a spiritual master who gave him that Devya Chakshur. Without spiritual master, nobody can have that divinity in them. Every living being needs a guide. And the guide has to be the one who is self-realized soul. The person who is self-realized can only take somebody to self-realization. And Vyasadeva showed that path to Sanjay by giving him these divine eyes to see everything on the battlefield. Not many people on the battlefield saw Krishna's universal form. But Sanjay saw that. People who were present on the battlefield didn't have that privilege to see that universal form. But Sanjay, sitting right in Hastinapur, miles away from the battlefield, he was able to see. And who was behind that? His spiritual master. On that basis, he is able to establish who is Mahatma besides Lord Krishna. And he explained the whole theme to Dhritarashtra, that what is this war? Right in the beginning, he said, he had doubt that Duryodhan is not going to be victorious. He did mention this. Why Duryodhan was not going to be victorious? It's because the Pandavas were righteous people. They were following the dharma properly. Whereas the son of Dhritarashtra, they were not. And the reason they were not following their dharma properly is because they didn't have backing of Krishna. They had a father who was blind. Blind by birth and blind by internal vision. Although Dhritarashtra is son of Vyasadev. Still, he did not had qualities of Vyasadev. And the reason he didn't have qualities of Vyasadev is because he was blinded by lust, greed, and creed. And his greed had no boundaries. He went as far as killing the Pandavas right from the beginning. And the end result was that his sons are not going to be victorious. And Sanjay recognized this, that on the battlefield, on the chariot of Arjun, there were two personalities besides Arjun. Of course, Arjun was the Maharathi. He was the great warrior. He could fight anybody. So there was no doubt that he was going to be victorious. But there was Supreme Personality of Godhead present on his chariot. And what was he doing? He was riding Arjun's chariot. He was the driver. In today's term, when we go abroad, and if we are in the car, all the passengers would go to sleep, isn't it? But the driver will be alert. Doesn't matter how tired the driver is. When we go in the plane, we are thousands of feet high in the sky, but we are not frightened to go to sleep. We go to sleep without any worries. Unless the turbulence comes, of course. Then we start getting a bit worried. And what is the reason behind it? Because we have full faith. We have full faith in this pilot. We have full faith in the driver who drives the train. Anybody who drives, the passengers are fearless because they put their full faith. Here, Arjun has put full faith in Vasudev. That as long as Vasudev is my charioteer, no harm will come to me. And other personality was Hanumanji on the flag. And at the time of Ramayana, Lord Ram, when he was in need, Hanumanji was there with Ram. And Ram, it is not appropriate to say that Ram became victorious because of Hanumanji, but Hanumanji played a big part for Ram's victory. When there was a great need, when Lakshman was on the battlefield, fainted, hurt, Hanumanji was there. He went to get the medicine for him. When they wanted to make that bridge, Hanumanji was there. So at every time Hanumanji was there, and he was given benediction. At the end, Ram said that, "To me you are as dear as my younger brother Bharat. Why? Because you have served me unconditionally, without any conditions." And that's what Krishna seeks from us, unconditional service and unconditional love. Are we not lacking love in this world? Are we not lacking hearted service from within the heart in this world? We all are. We may have everything, but what we lack is that compassion, that love, that bonding. Yet, I say this with pride, that Srila Prabhupada has built a house in the whole world that everybody can live so nicely and peacefully. We come from London. Whenever we come here, we don't feel that we are not in London. We always feel we are at home. And this is all by Srila Prabhupada. And I don't think so. This is my personal conviction. I don't think so I will ever be able to repay, even if I took millions of births, for what he has given us. So this is the quality of spiritual master. And Krishna is the spiritual master of Arjun. He showed him the path of Bhagavad Gita. He made Arjun a tool to re-establish the knowledge that was forgotten. Again, in chapter 4, text 2 and 3, Krishna says to Arjun that evam parampara praptam rajastam itam rajasyo vidhi sakalena nashtamo nashta yogo nashta parantapo. He's saying that this supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic successions, and the saintly king understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken. So this was broken at that time. In the kingdom of Kurus, this succession was broken because Dhritarashtra is the king and he should be following Vedic culture properly, and he was not. So Krishna had to re-establish this divine knowledge, and he chose Arjun to give this knowledge. And the place he chose was the battlefield. Why battlefield? Why battlefield Krishna chose to give this divine knowledge? He could have chosen any other place. But the reason he chose battlefield is that was the crucial time. If this knowledge was parted in a serene place, probably it wouldn't have been understood or taken it so seriously. That was the time of testing for Arjun as well. That after giving every information step by step, is he willing to take my instructions? Is he understood? Sarva dharma paritajya mama ekam sharanam raja. Has he understood this? But Arjun did. Prior to that, he was looking that's my grandfather, that's my teacher, that's my brother, that's my cousin. He was looking at them from that point of view. But when Krishna gave the full understanding, full knowledge, he understood his own duty, that all these people had done something very wrong. They were not righteous, although righteous in their own ways, but they had committed some gross sinful activities. Duryodhan we can not even comprehend what he did throughout the life. Bhishma, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, all those personalities, why did they have to die? Why Krishna is saying that they all are dead already? Yes, they were old and they were going to get new bodies, so that's one aspect. But the other one is, every time when the Pandavas had to go through some hardships, some real hardships, none of them stood up, did they? In the arena when they lost playing dice, and when they lost Draupadi, and when Draupadi was brought on the battle on the battlefield, it was a sort of battlefield, wasn't it? It was a win and lose game. who supported her, not even her husband supported her. But only one person supported her. And that was Lord Krishna. But at what point Krishna came to save Draupadi? When she said, "I surrender unto you, Krishna. I surrender unto you. My respect, my dignity, everything is in your hand. If I lose my dignity, it's your lookout." Can we imagine that type of surrender? That type of conviction? And at that time Krishna came rushing. So Bhishma, Drona, they all were witnessing this. And they all got together to kill Abhimanyu. It shows that there was some sinful activities going on within that dynasty, the great dynasty, Kuru dynasty. And there was no knowledge. They were not living with the standard of Bhagavad Gita or any other Vedic injunction. So Krishna chose Arjun to part this knowledge. There are too many points in here, so I'm going to just pick few points at a time. I really like this chapter because it can open up so much here. And Krishna, he is again speaking. It's wonderful according to Sanjay, because Krishna himself is talking about himself. He is saying, "I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is my universal form. If you surrender unto me, I will take away all your sinful reaction. I will give you liberation. I will do this." Krishna is just giving everything to Arjun. So that is wonderful. But Krishna is talking about his energies as well. And there are Krishna's three energies. One is his internal potency, his external potency, and his marginal potency. So here Sanjay is concluding that Krishna is talking about himself and his three energies and his energies. But Krishna's internal potency is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radhika ki jai, Radha Desh ki jai. And what to speak of Radharani, the personified of love, the personified of surrender to Krishna. And then his external potency is Mother Durga. Mother Durga, the name Durga is the prison warden, is it not? Durga in a Sanskrit, Durga no earth, Sanskrit, no, sorry, I'll change in this language. Durga, Krishna ni tran shakti che, antarang shakti, bahir shakti, ane tatashta shakti. Have andar ni shakti e Radharani. અને રાધારાણી એ પ્રેમનું પ્રતીક છે. ભગવાનને સોએ સો ટકા ભગવાનના થઈ ગયેલા છે, એમાં કોઈ બીજાનો ક્યાંય પણ કોઈની જગ્યા જ નથી. ટોટલ સરેન્ડર, એકદમ જ શરણાગતિ. પછી એ અંતરંગ શક્તિ કહેવાય. પછી પ્રભુની બહિરંગ શક્તિ એટલે બહારની શક્તિ. બારની શક્તિ એ માં ભવાની, જેને આપણે કહીએ, જેના માટે આપણે નવરાત્રી કરીએ, અને એ દુર્ગા માં, સંસ્કૃતમાં દુર્ગા એટલે જેલી, જેલર, જે જેલ હોય, જેલ કીપર, પ્રિઝન નો બોર્ડન એને, અને દુર્ગ એટલે જેલ. હવે આ ભૌતિક જગત છે એ જેલ સમાન છે, અને માં દુર્ગા એના રખવાડા છે. આપણે જોઈતું બધું આપે, પણ એ લાંચ લઈ દઈને લીધેલું કહેવાય, બ્રાઇબ કરીને લીધેલું કહેવાય.
Thank you.
લાંચ લઈને દઈને લીધેલું કહેવાય. આજે આપણે દેશમાં જઈએ અને કોઈ કોઈને લાંચ આપીએ 5 રૂપિયા અને આપણું કામ કરી દઈ તો એ સારું કામ ના કર્યું કહેવાય ને. એવી રીતના આપણે માં દુર્ગા પાસે કંઈ માગીએ, હું આ કરીશ ને તું મને આ આપી દે, એટલે લાંચ રૂશ્વત થઈ ગઈ ને. એટલે એ મધર દુર્ગા અને બીજી એની તટસ્થ શક્તિ જેનાથી આપણે જીવાત્માઓ બધા, અને એ શક્તિ એ પ્રભુની શક્તિથી એ તમારા પણ તમારા થાય અને ના થાય, તમારા પ્રત્યે એને પ્રેમ હોય અને ના હોય, તમારાથી એને દુઃખ થાય અને ના થાય, બધું એકસાથે મિશ્રણ. સો ગોઈંગ ટુ સ્વિચ ટુ ઇંગ્લિશ નાઉ, ઇટ્સ બીન ડિફિકલ્ટ. સો કૃષ્ણાઝ એક્સટર્નલ પોટન્સી, હિઝ ઇન્ટરનલ પોટન્સી એન્ડ હિઝ માર્જિનલ પોટન્સી. સો ડિફરન્સ બિટવીન ઓલ ધીસ ઇઝ ધેટ ઇન્ટરનલ પોટન્સી ઇઝ રાધા રાણી પર્સોનિફાઈડ, ધ એક્સટર્નલ પોટન્સી ઇઝ મધર દુર્ગા હુ ઇઝ ધ કીપર ઓફ ધીસ મટીરિયલ ક્રિએશન, મટીરિયલ વર્લ્ડ. એન્ડ વી આર ઇન ધીસ પ્રિઝન બીકોઝ વી કેન નોટ ગેટ આઉટ ઓફ હિયર ઇવન ઇફ વી વોન્ટ ટુ. હાઉ મેની ટાઈમ્સ આઈ હેવ હર્ડ ઇન માય લાઈફ ટાઈમ ધેટ ઇફ ધીસ વર્લ્ડ સ્ટોપ્સ આઈ વોન્ટ ટુ ગેટ આઉટ, but we cannot get out because we are in prison. We are in prison and we are bound, we are bounded by this karma and karmic reaction. Until and unless we surrender 100%, then we can surpass that prison burden. But until then, doesn't matter how much bribe people can give her, she would give us little sweet here and there, but she couldn't give us the full liberation. So that's Krishna's external potency, and his marginal potency is all the living entities. We all are part and partial, his partial potency. And through each potency, his activity is different. With his external potency, there is love personified, surrender personified, Srimati Radharani. From her emanates all the good qualities. From his external potency, from Mother Durga, the attachment into material world emanates. We all are attached in this world, aren't we not? We cannot surrender. We cannot give up anything. So that is Krishna's external potency. And his marginal potency, all the living entities. But this potency, with this potency, Krishna is attached and detached, both simultaneously. He is attached to his devotees. He is detached to the karmic reaction. And if we say, what have I done so bad that God is punishing me? God never punishes. We punish, we get punishment because of our own doings. There are certain rules and regulations of this beautiful castle. And if we break, then somebody will obviously tell us off. No? Yeah. There are rules and regulations of Belgium. There are rules and regulations of country. There are rules and regulations of the world. For each establishment, there is management structure. And if something goes wrong, that management structure would intervene. But Krishna is not attached to that. He's given us that independence. He tells us, as a Paramatma, as a super soul within us, he would guide us and he would caution us. But if we don't listen to that conscious, then obviously the consequences are going to be there. So that is Krishna's marginal potency. And Again, chapter 7, verse 14, Krishna is talking about that. The divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross that. So Krishna himself is saying that these three divine energy, they are divine energy. They are very difficult to cross. But the one who surrenders unto me, they can easily cross this ocean of nations. So in this verse, Sanjay is very, very briefly telling us about this Krishna's energy, that this conversation between these two great personality is wonderful, because Krishna is talking about himself and his energy. So I thought we will touch a little bit on his energy. How much time have we got, Prabhuji? Okay, sorry, I have taken 5 minutes more. Yeah, okay. All right, so I think I will stop here. But Sanjay has realized this. And as he began to understand it, he could relate it into the conversation to Dhritarashtra. The only person who can understand can convey the message. The person who does not understand cannot convey the message properly. Now it is concluded here that wherever there is Krishna and Arjun, the victory is there. Sri Sri Krishna Bhagwan ki jai, Sri Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There is no time for any questions or comments because it's a bhajan time. I do apologize for taking some more time, but I became so engrossed in talking about this. Apology. Shri Harinam Prabhu ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Balram Subhadra ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri La Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Arrival.